Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Israeli forces are this evening tightening their grip around Jabalia in northern Gaza, and at least 10 people have been killed queuing for food. Jabalia has been the focus of an IDF offensive for around 10 days now, and the military has said that they've encircled the camp with the aim of pushing out Hamas fighters who are trying to regroup there. Just before coming on air, I spoke with Dr. Mohamed Salah, who's acting director of Al Auda Hospital in Gaza, one of the few partly functioning hospitals in northern Gaza, and a partner of the Irish charity Action Aid Palestine. I first asked him to describe the conditions at the hospital in northern Gaza, which is facing enormous challenges in the midst of the evacuation order, constant bombardment and a shortage of food supplies.
Yes, Al Auda Hospital is in the northern Gaza Strip. It's in the close to Jabalia camp, the new neighborhood that's called Tal Zaatar.
And what have things been like there today? Can you describe?
Yes, from this morning till now, we are still working in Al Auda Hospital continuously, 12 hours, receiving injuries from Jabalia camp. Israeli occupation forces, they are bombing center, distribution center. It's affiliated to UNRWA. The people, because, you know, they are hungry, they don't have food, and they want, and they know that there is an UNRWA store, there is some food. So the people go there to bring this food, and the Israeli occupation forces, they are bombing the civilian people who is going to take this food. And three of martyrs are in the hospital, and more than 40 injured coming in this time. But now maybe we are more than 60 injured because they are bombing many places. Also, they are bombing people in front of the shelter. There is women, children. They are filling the water. Also, they are bombing these people who is filling the water to in their gallons. And actually, we are receiving a lot of injured in one time. We are very tired. We can't deal with this that much number of injured in one time. All of our inpatient department is full of injured, and also our OT till now, they are working more than 12 hours. They are working. We're doing 4 life-saving operation. Two of them is for a girl and a boy. And actually, our capacity is not that much capacity. We are increasing beds inside the departments. We are open another department in our outpatient department. We stopped our outpatient departments, and we're putting beds to receive the patient, the injured there.
So really, you're under extreme pressure in the hospital in terms of trying to save those people's lives. Do you have enough in terms of medical supplies and equipment?
Actually, we are making a lot of appeals to WHO and to international organization. Please, we need, we have a shortage in medication, we have shortage medical supplies. Actually, WHO is trying to entering medication, medical supplies. The Israeli occupation forces 6 times last 2 weeks, they are refused to the coordination to enter medication and medical supplies. Today, both by myself, I have go to Indonesia hospital and to Kamal Adwan hospital. It's only to go to the store to search about abdominal gauze, to search about muscle relaxant. There is some of the things that we needed in our operation is running. So I am going fast by ambulance to bringing these medical supplies and medication. Really, we have a shortage. And also, we have a shortage in fuel. 2 days ago, only they succeed to enter the quantities of fuel. And it's only for 8 days. After 6 days, we will also come back to stop the services in the hospital. Really, there is no fuel also.
And even that journey that you're making, going from one hospital to another in an ambulance, trying to get medical supplies, is treacherous. It's a dangerous journey for you to make, is it?
Also, the dangerous, because there is the lives of people inside our OT. So there is 2 children. I told you that there is a girl and boy. Mm-hmm. We're doing exploration. in the same time, two exploration in the same time. They need abdominal gauze for them. They are bleeding a lot. They need also blood. I have to bring a blood. One of them is O negative, and this kind of blood, we don't have that much unit in the in our bank blood bank. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we are searching to making life saving for these people who is really we need to serve this people. Because of that, by myself, I am going to search quickly in the store of the another two hospitals in the north to
these children. So you surely must have, or somebody must have made those arguments to the Israelis who you say stop medical supplies from entering.
Yes, they are. I told you that we have a coordination with WHO to enter the medical supplies and medication, but till now we don't have this medication and medical supplies. The WHO is doing six times coordination to enter, but the Israeli is always refused. And also now they are cutting and siege Jabalia camp. You know, It's now Jabalia. We can't move from Jabalia to Gaza or from Gaza to Jabalia. So all the roads now from the north to Gaza City, it's also cutting now. You know, in the bus he said Gaza and the north is the same area. We are going. We can move and we can go to the hospitals in Gaza City, but now we can't go to hospitals in Gaza City. And also, we need to refer some cases. We don't have neurosurgery, we don't have vascular surgeries, and we need to refer these cases.
Will people die if you're not able to refer those cases?
Actually, some of them is die, and some of them we are doing amputation for them. Because there is no vascular, you know, the vascular surgeries, it's need because some of injured, their arms and their legs are need vascular. But because there is no vascular surgeries, our team is has to make amputation for the legs or arms.
Okay.
And they do it. And they do it for some cases.
And
of cases they are entered and they said, we will try to make a... If there is small things, vascular, we can fix. Some legs, they are saving the legs of patients, but sometimes they are can't because they need a surgery. Now I have cases at head trauma. We don't deal as a hospital, out of the hospital. We can't deal with the head trauma. Mm-hmm. But here I have two cases inside my hospital. And we can't deal with these cases. They need neurosurgery. But because of, I will not let them go in the streets. Because they need, at least we can provide some medication to them. But they need neurosurgery. They have to refer to Gaza hospitals.
And can I ask you, those patients who are waiting urgent operations, urgent surgery, are they men, women, are they children?
The neurosurgery, they are men.
Okay.
We are specialists on orthopedic and general surgeries. So this life-saving related to the abdominal, we have a qualified team to deal with these cases. But for a head trauma, we can't deal,
okay.
You know? So we can do exploration for abdominal exploration, and we can fix the things because we have a qualified team of doctors. But and orthopedic, we have a qualified team of doctors.
Okay.
But vascular and the neurosurgery, it's not our specialist.
Area.
So we have to refer these cases.
I understand.
And another hospital's Minister of Health Hospital, they don't have these capacities. And this hospital is semi-evacuated. They only have beds and there are some of nurses there. Also, the Kamal Adwan, they are dealing with ICU, but they don't have this neurosurgery or vascular. So we have to refer these cases. We succeed to refer some. I have succeeded to refer six of my patients, but they are refused four. And now I have this four inside, and there is another extra. So every day we have to refer to this to Gaza hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
But really, they are refused, and they're in the coordination, and the people is died because of this of that, or at least we do it amputation for their legs and arms.
It seems like a hopeless situation in many ways. Can I ask you one final question, briefly, if I may, Dr. Salah? On Saturday, the IDF. Renewed its evacuation orders for Palestinians living in the northern half of Gaza. But many residents are saying, according to reports, that the fighting and the Israeli sniper fire are making it extremely difficult or impossible to leave the northern half of Gaza. Have you heard stories of that nature?
There is a family that has to go from Jabalia to Gaza, from the north to Gaza City, but they are shooting them. And there is one girl I saw, they are shooting her at her neck. And also, I saw this video when they are really, and there is no, now after this video, nobody is going from Jabalia to Gaza. Nobody now. All the people want to die inside their shelters and inside their houses and not to go to have a high risk. Because they said that there is a safe area, but they are killed the people who is going in safe roads. Really, they are lying. They are said that this area is a secured area, and they are bombing this secured area. Their road is a secured road, and they are bombing this road. So you will die if you are stay. You will die if you are move. You will die if you are coming back. So to die and not to thinking about to move from north to Gaza, it's better more than to go and to die. And actually, they will shoot you.
Okay. Dr. Mohamed Salah of Al Auda Hospital in Gaza, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.